Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Let's try to get some answers out of the Senator Lindsey Graham, who supports this. You got to be kidding me, Senator. Did you read this?
I didn't read them. You didn't read them?
Well, is this the one with John? There's two bills out there.
Who the hell reads that entire thing every time it pops up? Well, how do you know if you agree to something if you don't read it?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Wow. Smartest man on the planet couldn't remember 212 times?
He couldn't remember things, including things that he had told the national media, quote, I remember it very well, that he would say 16 times. I don't recall details of that meeting.
You unzip me. It's all coming back. It's all coming back, you understand? I don't like it.
Let them explain it all the way up to Election Day on 2024. They're freaking cowards. They're gutless.
I don't know what we're yelling about! Loud noises!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're going to talk a lot about other matters today. Steve Lynch, who I think feels the footsteps of the woke mob behind him, and the congressman from South Boston, he got in a shouting match today with Jim Jordan. We could have had a few chuckles about the Red Sox losing their home opener. Get woke, go broke. The husband of Monica Cannon Grant was killed in a motorcycle accident last night, so he's not going to have to go to trial, unlike her, in U.S. District Court in Boston. But all that goes by the board now, that everything we were going to do in the last hour. And we're going to have to we'll talk about the pressing issue of the day, which is, of course, the indictment of President Trump. And, I think a lot of people are thinking like the Limerick guy here, and I must admit it's occurred to me as well. As soon as the school shooter was discovered to be a transgender, Trump's indictment was automatic. After all, changing the narrative is imperative to the woke left. It was the perfect chance to kill two birds with one stone. I mean, I was thinking about that during the break, though. It's almost like there's a movie, and, there's a cabal, and they're watching a bank of TV screens, and they're making decisions on what's going to be done next to manipulate the narrative. And I don't know. I'm not sure, but it is convenient, isn't it, that all this bad news for the left is now totally wiped from the front pages. Not only the trans, but the economy, the banks, the Fauci, all this Fauci stuff. You know, that's what the fight between Jordan and Lynch was today, over the testimony by the people who've been deposing Fauci under oath. But it's all gone now. Everything is wiped. The slate is wiped clean of everything except Trump. And this is what the Democrats like. My question for you is, as we go forward, and we want everybody to call in whatever you want to say, 844-500-4242. But do you think the Democrats are doing this to take Trump off the board, or to make him even more of a prohibitive front runner for the Republican nomination? I think that's a pretty good question. I think you could argue both sides of that one. 844-500-4242-413. How are they going to seat a jury? Yeah, that's a good question, too. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Trump lawyers will run out of peremptory challenges, and they'll just put anyone else they want on. But, they only need one juror to say no. Only one out of 12. I know some people have said, well, you're crazy, Howie. They can get 12 out of 12 in New York City. But I don't think New York, even Manhattan, is quite as crazy as D.C. Maybe you can get them. Maybe you can. I don't know. 844-500-4242. By the way, We had the one other thing we were going to mention tonight is, and I'll just mention it very briefly. We gave you the telephone line, the after-hours telephone line of the governor's office last night, and it says Governor Charlie Baker and Lieutenant Governor Polito. They changed it about 7:15. They moved pretty fast when they had to after we made sport of them. Anyway, 844-500-4242-781, another one. God forbid the truth about this transgender movement comes out. Once the truth starts to trickle out, all of a sudden there's a Trump story that takes over the news. It's nice if you're trying to suppress an inconvenient truth. It's good to have a Trump story in your back pocket, isn't it? If you're part of the deep state. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, I wanted to call because I keep hearing you talking about how it's suburban white women. And I think one of the things we're really missing on that is that suburban white women really support Trump. It's they hate how it makes their kids feel when he's elected because they're all.
I don't think so, Dave. Dave, you know, they say that the number one demographic group supporting the Democrat Party now is not blacks, not Hispanics, not even Jews. It's suburban white women with college educations.
But it's not because they don't support them. It's because they're upset about how he makes their kids feel. And I think he really has to sell how he's better for their kids, even if they feel bad when he's president.
Otherwise, that's a tough sell. Vote for me, even though your kids feel crappy. That's not going to work. I don't buy that, Dave. I think it's a social thing with suburban white women to a large degree. That it's not about their kids. It's about their fellow members of the bridge club or whatever they do now in the suburbs, the rich leafy bosky dells that make up the rings around every urban area in America. Thanks for the call, Dave. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? Yeah, what a convenient story about Trump. And of course, while Bragg is running a secret court, the Congress wants to investigate him, and I think they should. I would like to see Bragg's emails going back and forth. This whole thing, I don't know, the whole thing makes me sick. It just reminds me of like a lynch mob. What are they doing? They withheld 600 pages of exculpatory evidence. Both of these charges have a statute of limitations.
Right.
Does that mean that we can charge all the Democrats that got away with a statute of limitations and we just revive those cases? Because we should.
I know. Well, again, they're saying that he left the state, so somehow that keeps the statute of limitations going. But my understanding is it's a misdemeanor. So a statute of limitations continues running on a misdemeanor. So like if you don't pay a speeding ticket, they can arrest you years later if you sped in on Long Island and they catch you in Oklahoma, they can drag you back. I don't get it. I don't think it's going to stand up under scrutiny. But again, this is not about law. This is not about blind justice. This is about politics, and it's like the Banana Republic. This is like something that happens in Pakistan. You know, the general runs the country for a while, then the general gets thrown out, and if the general doesn't get out of the country, he gets arrested. And then the general is happy to be arrested because he's not shot like used to happen in the Caribbean when we were running Murder Incorporated under the Kennedys, as Lyndon Johnson once famously said, and then got it cut out of a CBS documentary. 844-500-4242. 617, you are 100% correct. My mother, who was in her 70s, is all in on the knitting clubs, book club, garden club stuff. They should change it to the Bash Trump Club because that's all they do. Yeah, I've told you before, I was sitting in a restaurant once having breakfast with the mailroom manager on a Sunday morning, and there were these two classic soccer moms having breakfast across the restaurant. And Trump did. They were on their smartphones, as they always are. And Trump tweeted something out, and they both went crazy, and they started like swearing and yelling, and they were so angry. I mean, it was great entertainment for me. I was cracking up. So was the mailroom manager. But we knew exactly what had happened. And there are tens of millions of these women out there, and they voted for Biden, and they're cutting their own throats economically. But they don't care. I guess they got enough dough. I guess they got trust funds. I guess the husband is making enough dough at his law firm or wherever he works, so they don't have to worry about the fact that the economy is crashing and real inflation is at 10%. 844-500-4242. Another one agrees with me. They're trying to damage his brand further with suburban white women. The Dems did a great job of marketing Trump as a low status thing. White suburban women are obsessed with their perceived status. I think that's true, too. I think everybody's to a greater or lesser degree concerned about their status, but those women who voted against Trump in 2020 and, you know, again, against their own economic interests and their children's interests, too, by the way, because their children are going to be alive a lot longer than they are. It's a status thing. 844-500-4242-617. My ex-wife has Trump derangement syndrome. 617, everybody's ex-wife has Trump derangement syndrome. I think I can say that with some degree of certainty. 844-500-4242-603. Alvin Bragg is too big to fail. Surely you meant to say too fat to fail. I'll fill it in for you. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
In case you're just tuning in, Donald Trump has been indicted this afternoon by a grand jury in Manhattan. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money, too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is how much impact did the release of the January 6th surveillance video have on the QAnon shaman's prison release today? It's the total reason, no impact at all, or the Board of Prisons was planning to do it. This just sped up the release.
It was the entire, it was all about it. It was everything.
86% say it was the complete reason.
All right. 844-500-4242. You know, 6781 says, I don't even have to know someone's political leanings. I can tell by what they look like, how they act in these cushy, all these cushy suburban towns like Wellesley, Newton, Hamilton, Manchester by the sea. They live where there are no problems. Yeah, I mean, when I moved into Wellesley, it was still a pretty much of a Republican town. And in the 80s, as recently as the late 80s, early 90s, it was a totally Republican town. Now it's totally Democrat. It's changed totally. Mainly new people, but the old Yankee Republicans, they've either died or left town, or they've been overtaken by Trump derangement syndrome. 617, my wife's best friend lives in another town and she has other friends. They went to see 80 for Brady the other day. You are so spot on. Yeah, 844-500-4242. I just tuned in to CNN, a palatable celebratory feeling. 844-500-4242. Yeah, someone else says, I tried putting on the local news to get the weather, and all the local suspects are running crazy with this story. Gleeful joy. Already talking about Trump saying protest if they indict. They're going to use that against him as well, as he should never have said it coming off January 6th. Needless to say, I didn't get my weather forecast. No, this is not a time to watch local news. Watch Newsmax, Fox, OAN. That's about it. Stick with talk radio. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, talk radio gets it first, and the TV is called the boob tube for a reason. You're spot on about I think they're just the only effect this is going to have is on the white suburban women, making sure they don't continue to vote for Trump. But the real question I got to ask you, and you're the one who can answer this, is will any Republicans that vote for Trump pull a deal like what happened with the deal supporters and not support the Republican candidate unless it's Trump? And that's really the unknown question here. Now, whoever might beat Trump in a primary, but will those people who are loyal as Trump stay home and sink us all?
That's a good question. I mean, they keep talking Trump could run third party, but I don't really think that's in the cards. It's too complicated and it's too expensive and it's just a kamikaze run. I don't think he would do that. I mean, nobody really knows for sure, but I don't know. I don't even know if this is short term. I think this is good. Makes him a martyr with the base, the Republican base. But I don't know how it plays out going forward. I mean, again, we're in totally uncharted waters. There's no form. You know, this isn't like any situation that has ever occurred before in America, unfortunately. Thanks for the call. Ellie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ellie.
Howie, thanks for putting me on. I'm one of those college-educated suburban housewives, and I'll be honest with you, I hate you putting us all in the same box over here. You think we're all just a bunch of radical left-wing nut jobs, and, you know, just because we watch real news and not Newsmax, and we can see that Fox.
Are you putting me on here, Ellie? Are you putting me on? Is this
I am. I love my Fox News, and I just hate all this crap that they're being pulled through the mud, and that Dominion is suing them, and they're going to get old poor Tucker Carlson is going to get dragged through the mud. And I mean, all this crap is finally coming to light. And
Come on, Ellie. 844. I know she was all over the map there, obviously. I thought she was putting me on and was going to admit it, but then she went back to the old thing. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Oh, well, we'll keep taking your calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr. The smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day. Like with Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycons got you covered. And Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. But even if you know you'll love your Raycons, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. With buy now, pay later options, and a free and easy return guarantee on every purchase. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, I guess I'll watch some TV tonight, but I don't need to totally revel in this. I mean, it's just going to be the same stuff over and over. Trump has released a statement?
Yes, he has.
Okay, have you got it?
I do have it.
Read it.
This is political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. From the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower and even before I was sworn in as your president of the United States, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement. You remember it just like I do. Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax 1, impeachment hoax 2, the illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this. The Democrats have lied, cheated, and stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump, but now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. The Democrats have cheated countless times over the decades, including spying on my campaign, but weaponizing our justice system to punish a political opponent who just so happens to be a president of the United States and by far the leading Republican candidate for president has never happened before, ever. Manhattan D.A. Alvin Bragg, who was handpicked and funded by George Soros, is a disgrace. Rather than stopping the unprecedented crime wave taking over New York City, he's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. This is how Bragg spends his time. I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. So our movement and our party, united and strong, will first defeat Alvin Bragg and then we will defeat Joe Biden. And we are going to throw every last one of these crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again.
That's a good statement. A very good statement. I don't know if he can pull it off, but he didn't go over the top. I think everything he said was true about what the forces that are arrayed against him and what they've done to him. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's going on? I've got to tell you, these people, I've never seen the Democratic Party so scared in their lives. They're spending all this money and all this time worried about some hooker instead of taking care of this country. They have no idea what the hell's going on. They're terrified of this man.
Right. They're not terrified of the hooker. They're terrified of Trump.
That's what I mean. They're terrified of him. They're using that. They're using Stormy Daniels as a reason to go after him. I mean, come on. The statute of limitations expired. I don't care if he left state. It's expired. It's not a violent crime. It didn't cost anybody any money.
I know, and people do this every day of the week. Businessmen who want to avoid embarrassment to their spouses, and by Cohen's own account, Trump didn't even know that he had done it. He took out a home equity loan. This is what he's testified, and then Trump repaid him for what he did. Trump denies that the affair took place. Stormy Daniels denies that the affair took place. And the most important thing is they have Cohen on the record as saying Trump didn't know that he made the payment. And this is not like John Edwards using campaign funds, which, you know, you would say, you know, at least technically, the FEC has, the Federal Elections Commission has control of campaign funds or how they're spent anyway. This is Trump's own private funds. There is no lying under oath in a civil case under pains and penalties of perjury here, as far as I can see. Unlike Bill Clinton, in the Paula Jones civil lawsuit, What's the problem here other than Donald Trump? That's what it is. It's Donald Trump. 844-500-4242-339. I'm already getting tired of this. Anyway, what does that BPPA patch stand for on your jacket? It stands for Boston Police Patrolmen's Association. Glad you asked. 844, you like it? How does it? Pretty stylish, right? Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank. You there, Frank? David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie, what's going on? I'm going to tell you right now, Howie. I'm a United States Marine veteran from Salem, Massachusetts, so I know a thing or two about witch hunts. Let me tell you something. I knew you from the Friday morning meetings. I helped you carry your books one time. You remember me?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Howie, let me tell you something. You know what? These Democrats are going to pay and pay dearly. The swamp creatures. And I tell you what, Howie, I declare political war on these Democrats.
All right. Thanks for the call, David. 844-500-4242-508. Suburban women love luxury beliefs such as hating Trump or LGBTQ or BLM because it signals to others that they're financially well off by not being concerned about inflation, layoffs, or the economy. It could see it more, but even more than that, it signals their virtue. They're good people. They're solid people. They're not like us that are just concerned with money and jobs and opportunities for our kids. They're beyond all that. They have trust funds. They're legacies to Harvard or any of the nice private schools. They don't have to worry about us. 844, the same things we worry about. So Trump derangement syndrome becomes a fashion accessory, in a manner of speaking, like Gucci's or something like that. Or going to the right club. Or, you know, having a Peloton or what is it, Peloton, whatever it is that you had when the country was locked down. Now Peloton, who needs it? You move on. 844-500. But you know what remains? Trump derangement syndrome. It'll pass eventually, too, like wearing a mask. But right now, it endears. Rena, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rena.
Hi, Howie. It's me again.
Hi.
Just wanted to say that today is, I think, one of the darkest days in our country's history, that we're going after former president, when a prior former president had sexual things going on in our Oval White House while we paid the taxes. And it's got me so upset. I don't even know really exactly how to put it into words, but people need to stand up. I'm battling cancer, and with my last breath, I choose to live, and I will stand up for my country every single moment while doing so. It makes me sick that they're going after him on every little thing while these Democrats keep throwing all this stuff out. It's smoke and mirrors, and people need to wake up because it's coming. And you know, you keep telling them so. I keep telling the people I know so. But it's just, like you said the other day, they've lost patriotism. After 9/11, we banded together. We need to do that and take our country back.
Thanks for the call, Rita, and good luck with your struggle. I hope you stay strong as best you can. Yeah, I was going to even talk about this maybe during this hour, but there was a poll in the Wall Street Journal. It finds that only 38% of the respondents now think that patriotism is important. That's less, about half the number that thought so as recently as 1998. A massive decline of interest in religion. 39% now say it is important compared to 62% 25 years ago, from 62% to 39%. Having children was regarded as very important by 59% of respondents a generation ago, but only by 30% today. Under the age of 30, only 23% think having children is important. This is the country we live in. It's a new country. It's not the country that freed us from the British, that won the Civil War, that won World War II. It's not the same country. 844-500-42 42. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie, here's a suggestion. I don't know whether anybody made it or not. You want to take Trump off the front page, get somebody to release the Hunter Biden laptop. Even if they tease it, get Newsmax.
It's been released. Bob, most of it is out there on the internet if you want to see it. And, you know, Laptop from Hell by Miranda Devine, takes a lot of it out there. They're always pulling new nuggets out of it, but if it's already out there, Bob. And again, the Democrats don't care. You know, they look at Biden as corrupt and as senile as he is, as a hero, because he vanquished or his minions, the greatest electoral fraud in American history, as he put it himself, vanquished Trump, orange man bad. They don't care. They don't care about the Hunter Biden laptop, believe it or not. 844-500-4242. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
Howie, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Regarding Mr. Trump, the former president, whatever everybody wants to say, our new president, hopefully, I don't understand why they can indict someone that the statute of limitations, I believe, would be over, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, but they're saying that, he left the state, so the statute in New York State, they changed the law like they did in Massachusetts, mainly to go after priests that had left the state. And they're using this law against him that was supposed to be used against rapists and, violent criminals who have maybe illegal aliens who fled the country. I mean, and now they're using it against him. I mean, this is what happens with these overreaching laws. You know, it seems like you're passing them for a good reason, but they end up being, it's like RICO, racketeer influence corrupt organizations. I mean, that was supposed to be used against organized crime, and now it's been used against political organizations. You know, the predicate acts. You take something that happened a few years ago and you use it. I mean, that's what's happened, Sean. It's a good question about the statute of limitations, but it's been worked around. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm just suggesting because, they went after all the gangsters and they took down the gentleman. I'm not going to say his name, but they took him down for tax evasion because they couldn't get him for anything else. But yeah. Donald Trump just paid a lawyer and all he did is pay the lawyer, and the guy gave the woman money. I don't understand it.
Right. No, it's not a crime. It's not a serious crime. Let's put it that way. There are so many crimes that everyone's committed. I keep talking about the name of Harvey Silverglate's book, the guy, he's a Boston lawyer. He's older now. He went to Princeton with Bob Mueller. Three felonies a day. And that's because what he's saying is, and I think a lot of people think this, everybody in the United States or everybody who's in active life commits three felonies a day of one form or another, or could be charged with three felonies a day if they wanted to go after him. And Donald Trump is a victim of this mania, this phobia. It's a phobia that they have for the guy.
And Howie, if this news weren't enough, a verdict has been reached in the Gwyneth Paltrow trial. The jury found the other guy, Sanderson, at fault, awarding Paltrow $1 in damages and attorney's fees.
So Grace was right, and
Grace
I was
wrong. Right. Yep,
I thought they'd vote against the money guy, against the money gal, but they didn't. All right, okay, we'll take a few more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr.
Number four, Bobby Orr.
Howie Carr is back.
Thank you. 844-500-4242. 508 says Code Pink is in front of the courthouse in New York City with Trump is over banner. Wonder who paid for that banner.
Oh, he's got another statement out.
Okay, let's hear it.
These thugs and radical left monsters have just indicated the 45th president of the United States of America. I'm not misreading that. He said indicated. And the leading Republican candidate by far for the 2024 nomination for president. This is an attack on our country, the likes of which has never been seen before. It is likewise a continuing attack on our once free and fair elections. The USA is now a third world nation, a nation in serious decline. So sad. This is the guy's problem. He can't shut up. Just release the one statement, and that's it.
That was a good statement that he released, but I don't blame him for being angry, do you?
He said indicated, not indicted.
I understand. He's
angry typing.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't you be angry?
The first statement said everything that statement said. It was unnecessary.
I know, but, you know, again, as Ward Zevon would say, he's an excitable boy, and I don't blame him. 844-500-4242. 617, Howie, from now on, you nailed it. From now on, we should change the phrase TDS to Trumpophobic. Trumpophobes just cannot get a grip on life. We need a vaccine against Trump derangement syndrome. You know, that's what we and you know what? These people are going to need boosters for the rest of their lives. Unfortunately, you can't come up, not yet anyway, not with a vaccine against a mental disorder. And that's what this is. This is a mental disorder. I can't imagine indicting anybody for this kind of stuff. And they've indicted the former president of the United States for this. For nothing. 844-500-4242. Denise, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Denise.
Yes, Howie. I'd just like to remind people of when Congress had the slush fund for all the politicians.
18 million.
Doing dirty deeds.
Yes.
None of them got indicted. None of them.
No. We don't even know who they were.
Exactly. They wouldn't even give their names.
Right. I know. It's separation of powers. The founding fathers wouldn't want us to be embarrassed. That's basically the argument they were making. But they want to indict Trump for something his lawyer did and it happened years ago. Trump couldn't get indicted in Manhattan for robbing a liquor store in 2016, but they've indicted him for this. Ridiculous. 844-500-4242. I guess this is what we'll be talking about for the foreseeable future. You know, another thing we're not talking about? The manifesto of the transgender shooter. Another thing vanished from the headlines. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.